there is this burst of magnificent art and all the evidence you need of a mythic imagination in full career.
You visited some of the great painted caves.
Oh, yes.
Tell me what you remember when first you looked upon those underground caves.
Well, you didn't want to leave. Here you come into an enormous chamber, like a great cathedral, with these animals painted. And they're painted with a life like the life of a ink on silk in the Japanese painting. And when you realize the darkness is inconceivable. We're there with electric lights, but in a couple of instances, the concierge, the man who was showing us through, turned off the lights, and you were never in darker darkness in your life. It was like a, I don't know, just a complete knockout of, you don't know where you are, whether you're looking north, south, east, or west. All orientation is gone, and you're in a darkness that never saw the sun. Then they turn the lights on again, and you see these gloriously painted animals. A bull that will be 20 feet long, and painted so that the haunches will be represented by a swelling in the rock. You know, they take account of the whole thing. It's incredible.
Do you ever look at these primitive art objects and think not of the art, but of the man or woman standing there painting or creating? I find that's where I speculate.
This is what hits you when you go into those caves, I can tell you that. What was in their mind when they were doing that? And that's not an easy thing to do. And how did they get up there? And how did they see anything? And what kind of light did they have? Little flashing torches, throwing flickering things, and then to get something of that grace and perfection. And with respect to the problem of beauty, is this beauty intended, or is it something that is the natural expression of a beautiful spirit? You know what I mean? Mm. When you hear a bird sing, the beauty of the bird's song, is this intentional? In what sense is it intentional? But it's the expression of the bird, the beauty of the bird's spirit, you might almost say. And I think that way very often about this art. To what degree was the intention of the artist what we would call aesthetic, or in what to what degree expressive, you know, and to what degree something that they simply had learned to do that way? It's a difficult point. When a spider makes a beautiful web, the beauty comes out of the spider's nature, you know, it's instinctive beauty. And how much of the beauty of our own lives is of our the beauty of being alive? And how much of it is conscious intentional? That's a big question.
You call them temple caves.
Yeah.
Why temple?
A temple with images and stained glass windows, cathedrals, are a landscape of the soul. You move into a world of spiritual images. That's what this is.